Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. That's coming from Psalms 31:25. Tonight, we're going to talk about acceptance and hope. Hope for tomorrow. We are not going to, I reviewed last week as far as the different seven stages, and tonight we are talking about the last stage, which is number seven, acceptance and hope. But I do want to go back to number six to mention how we're going to talk about this tonight. Reconstruction and working through. Well, I am Mary Hollis, your host and the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. And we will begin because I have a lot to talk about. And also we have a special guest on tonight, and I'll bring her on later. Reconstruction and working through. As a person starts to become more functional, realistic, solution seems possible for life after the loss. Acceptance and hope. Well, first, let me go back to reconstruction. You are finding ways to rebuild your life. Often, it's a very difficult life than before because now you have to do everything yourself. Rebuilding means picking up the pieces and putting them together again, just like a puzzle, and putting again the puzzle. And also putting the dots together, knowing that you're not alone. God has his angels to help you to put those dots and those puzzles back together again. Acceptance and hope, the last stage, a person learns to accept and deal with the reality of their situation. A person is more future-oriented and learn to cope. Yes, we begin to learn how to cope and do things than what we did before. We were pretty much at a shock and denial, pain and guilt, anger and bargaining, depression, loneliness, and we continue to go the upward turn Remember that you I talked about? But when you get up, really, acceptance and hope is up on the top of that you. That's mean you're going upward, upward turn. And acceptance is hope at the very top. But just know that when you get up there, you can fall down again. It's very easy to do that because there's memories. There's something that you hear, a sound. You smell your loved one's perfume. Just something, some sort of memory. And you can fall right on back down that hill. But just know, just like you fall down, you can get up. And I'm going to share some things, some scriptures, and also some the 20s. Now, by the way, do you have your books? Get your books out because I'm going to go through this book from beginning to end, not every pages, but I need you to have your book so you can go through these different pages with me. So get your book if you don't have it, and maybe you need a highlighter or even a pen to make little notation. But I'm going to go through all of these different scriptures and let you know how you can receive acceptance and hope for tomorrow. These 26 ladies will give you the encouragement to continue to move forward, because I know it's not easy, but I want you to listen tonight about each person that I discussed and our guest who's going to be coming on later, that there is hope for tomorrow. And I'm going to begin on I'm going to start with the acknowledgement. It's not a page. It's a Roman numeral thing. That's what it is. Acknowledgement. And this was written by Pastor Haynes from the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. And he made one comment in this acknowledgement that I want to read. None of us voluntarily signed up to be a part of the widow's ministry. If we had a choice, we would not be a widow today. And that's what he said here. We didn't sign up for this. But guess what? You have to go through life. And life brings death. And sometimes, just like you are a widow, your spouse could have been a widower. But he chose maybe the stronger person to stay around for a while until it's time to leave. Whatever reason God has, just knowing that your spouse could have been a widower, just like you are now a widow. Yes, we were not chosen. We were not a voluntary chose to be a part of this this widow's ministry. But that's life. But I want to mention on the forward. The foreword was written by my senior pastor, Dr. William E. Phillips, Sr. from the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. And Roman numeral 7, I think that's 7. I can't remember my Roman numerals that well, but I think it's number 7. But it says, he said, but God's word is true. He will turn our sorrow and weeping into joy and laughter. And just knowing that that can happen, and it will happen. Right now, some of you may have begun to weep and see joy and laughter. And some of you are in a stage where it's still foggy. You're still in the daze. You're still going through the motion. But just knowing joy will come tomorrow. Page. On page 2. And this was written by Sheila Coley, our president. And the title of her story was, What Am I Doing with Widows? And what she meant with that, if you haven't read the story, because she was married during the time that this book was written. At this point in my life, I have no daddy or husband, nor husband. This is later on in the story. Before my divorce, I thought that widows didn't have a choice. So So their loss should be more understood. And she also mentioned her father died during this time. And she said the next chapter taught her about grief, because she had to go through some grief too, but it wasn't her husband that went, that she lost. She lost her father. And it helped her to deal with grief because she was helping so many widows to get through their stages of grief. And she also had a scripture on page 5. For I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord. Jeremiah 29:11. I'm sure you all know that scripture. Well, God knows the plan. We don't. And just like now, just like we at the very beginning, I said that we wouldn't voluntarily been chosen to be a widow. But God has the plan for us. He knows the plan. He knew the day that your spouse was going to leave, or a family member, mother, father, son, or whoever your loss was. He knew. He knew the time and the hour that you was going to lose that special loved one. But he wasn't going to leave you alone. In my story on page 7, God prepares me for the storm. I mentioned how it all started. I knew it had to be God. I knew that certain things that was happening in my life at the beginning, that it had to be God. I used scriptures, be still and know that I am God. I always used Psalms 23:27, 37, and 91. There's another scripture that I use to encourage you in my story. Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself goes before you and with you. He will never leave you nor forsake. He did just that. He never left me and my children alone. He provided for us throughout the years and still doing it. And in Joshua 1:9, he said, be strong and be courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And he's been that person, that provider for me. He's been protect me and my children. He helped them to go throughout school. They really, when he passed, my daughter was kindergarten going to first grade. And my son was 10 months, so he didn't start school. He was in daycare. But every step of the way, he helped me with elementary, middle school, high school, and then college. And now they're married. He was there with me every step of the way. He said he would never leave me nor forsake me. He did just that. So I'm trying to encourage you with some of the words of the 26 ladies. I'm not going to do each story, but I want you to see how they began to accept and had hope for tomorrow. On page 19, Betty Franklin didn't write a story, but she had questions. But guess who she went, asked the question to. She didn't ask the question to me, Sheila. She said, Lord, why? Lord God, why? Lord, where do I go from here? Lord, will you dry up my tears so I can go out among people without crying? Lord, why do I find myself in this place? She went to the Lord for her questions and answers. So that's what I'm saying. The next chapter can encourage you and pray for you and talk with you to go to the Lord. You have to trust in him to get you through this walk in your life, and he will. On page 26, and the story that was by Dwindle Stokes. He was comical and loved to tell jokes. but at the very end of her story, what she said. However, it does get easier. It will get easier. It won't take your feelings. You will still feel those things. You will still have that hurt. But each day it gets better. She said it wasn't easy. But she thanked God and helping her, and also lots of prayers, prayers from her family and friends. Now on page 35, fire, the death and rebuilding of our home. Martha Jefferson, she died after her husband did in November 2015. But look what she said on page 35. Holding on to God's unchanging hand has truly been a testimony in my life. Life itself is truly a journey. Yes, it is a journey. And it's not always a happy one. But he gets you through. On page 45, reflection, there's a couple of questions here that Miss Ann Morris had, and she's also deceased. She died in 2015 also. She said, what makes me whole? My God. What keeps me standing? My faith. Just like I put the song on Keep the Faith by Charles Jenkins. Yes, we must keep the faith as we travel, as we walk this walk. And just like she said here too, what makes me whole? My God, I'm not telling you, but I am showing you the faith that each one of these ladies had, and they had God to get them through. The next chapter, Widows Ministry, yes, we are there to support you, encourage you, and help you heal in the years after the loss of your husband. But you got to depend on God. God is the one that's going to get you through. He's going to, one that's going to never leave you nor forsake you and give you that encouragement and help you to be strong. On page 52, Love in Black and White. On page at the very bottom, she said, God is in control and he will never leave me nor forsake me. And that was reassuring to me. So I began to trust God in his word. Trust. Trust, believe, and walk by faith and not by sight. I'm saying that. Added that too. On page 65, A Good Samaritan Kill. That was done by Freddie Denise Brown. Yes, we lost her last year in 2020. She was such I really miss her because she became a very good friend of mine. And she did everything that she could for the ministry. She brought many widows to the ministry. She was just a beautiful person. And in her last paragraph of her story, she said, God promised his word that he will never, once again, he will never leave us nor forsake us. So even through our toughest trial, he will carry us through. Yes, he will. He will do just that for you. We're going to move on to page 71. This was written by Rosa Williams. She said he was never sick, but he was tall, starky, and handsome. On page 71, at the bottom, she said, I learned the meaning of when you are weak, then you are strong. God was right there holding me up, giving me direction and the strength to keep going on. My strength was unreal. That is nothing but God. He continues to be there for you. I hope that you have experienced his presence in your walk, I hope that you have experienced love. I hear some noise in the background of whoever needs to mute that. Because I can hear some noise in the background. But anyway, he continues to be there for each one of these ladies. Here's another story, 89. The Lord brought me through. The Lord brought me through. Have that one higher. Yeah, this here is on, no, it's on page 99. It said, thank God for our financial situation was in good condition. Now, I'm going to say something else about that. Let me, the name of the story, My Traveling Buddy is Gone by Esther Woods. Esther, now, one thing about God. Some of us, I know we weren't, our spouse didn't leave us financially able. Some of us, yes, our spouse did. And she's saying, thank God for our financial situation was good in good condition. Well, many of us are not, all of us are different. These stories are different. Things happen to us differently. Some of us might still be struggling financially, but at the same time, God is still providing. He's still making a way. And some of us, like I say, we were left well. At the very beginning, I didn't know how I was going to be able to deal with my situation, but things happened afterwards. You know, after 2 weeks, I went to get my husband's last paycheck, which took care of my mortgage and other bills for several months. And then I wasn't sure whether the insurance was going to be paid because it was a new policy that we had just changed to. So I had questions about how the kids was going to get through all of this. But even though there was a question about the length of time I had that insurance policy, 3 months, it was paid. So each step of the way, God keeps showing me and encouraging me and letting me know that he will never leave me nor forsake me. He never did. So there were funds that I wasn't sure of, but God made a way. My kids never lacked anything. Pretty much they got more than some family had, you know, with their husband there. So God became my husband. And that's what God will do for you as well. So just keep hope alive and knowing that God will provide for you. I think there's one more. No, that's one. That's the last story. Now, I am going to bring on my special guest. And I want her to introduce herself as well as tell her the length of time. She's not going to do a testimony. But what she's going to do is she has the name of her story is My Name is Victory. And she wrote a poem at the very end of her story. So this is the answer for the last stage of grief, the acceptance and hope. This is her hope for tomorrow. This is why she could say, my name is Victory. Her name is Brenda Newsom. She's been with our ministry from the very beginning. And I'm going to bring her on. I'm going to let her, we don't have a whole lot more to talk, so she's going to just briefly introduce herself and read her poem. And I want you to listen to every single word of that poem. Now, for some reason, we get a little bit behind as far as a timeout. I want to read something else before. Just one second here. Here we go. There's a question. When have you seen God bring unexpected good out of a difficult situation in your life? And also the scripture, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, for them who are called according to his good. The word I want to mention right now is good. What can good come out of your loss. Well, the good that came out of my loss is because God needed for me to have a testimony. I had a test to have a testimony. And my testimony, and Sheila also, to have organized and put together this Next Chapter Widows Ministry. The good came out of that is because I was obedient and doing his will and became very faithful and also had now I have a compassion to do what I'm doing. So that's the good in this. So someone says, how can good come out of this? But good has came out of my story. And good can come out of your story as well. And I'm not going to say anymore because I time is almost up. Brenda, I'm going to bring you on. Brenda Newsom.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Brenda Newsom, as Mary has said. And this year, October, will be 16 years that I've been a widow. And I had to truly trust and lean on God. So I wrote this poem because of Christ. Because of Christ, I can face today. Because of Christ, I can face tomorrow. For he knows all my pain and he knows all my stain. Yet he loves me just the same, in spite of my stain and through my brokenheartedness. Because of Christ, I can face today. Because of Christ, I can face tomorrow. He sees my tears and he knows my fears. He hears my cry and he knows I try. Because of his faithfulness, he was there to remove my fears and dry my eyes. He said, trust me, my child, and live one day at a time. Because he has restored my heart and restored my joy, I can love again with a free heart. For I found myself and I found my worth, and it is because of Christ. And I thank God for all he's done in my life. And I thank God for this widow's ministry.
Okay, also read, Brenda, the rest of the at the bottom.
The bottom of it? Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Uh-huh.
At the bottom of it, I inserted. I know
it's
we must move on with that. Yes, 118, I apologize. At the bottom, I inserted, I know we must move on with our lives, but know this, death is not to the end. For one day, we will reunite with our loved ones. So for now, I choose to live for Christ, who is the source of my life, and now I can wear a garment of praise, and my new name is Victory.
Thank you so much for reading your poem. Brenda, when she first came to the ministry, she did not want to be called a widow. She fought with that. But she became stronger as she walked faith in God. And God helped her through this one day at a time. And if you will read her story is one of the longest stories in here, but it's a very powerful story. My name is Victory. And this poem that she read, you can see where she was when she wrote this story. And she is much stronger. Her kids are grown. She's gotten through it just like many of us in this book have indicated. So there is hope for tomorrow for you. The pain is there, the emotions are there, but you will get through that. One day at a time. Just trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. So take time and read these stories and find one that relates to you and will encourage you by reading it. There are many stories that might be familiar to your situation, but whatever which one, let that be the one to encourage you to knowing that you can get through this. You will get through this, but just have faith in God. Trust in him because he will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and take heart. All you who have hope in the Lord, if you have hope in the Lord, you're going to get through this. If you have faith in the Lord, you're going to get through this. And I just want you to know that the next chapter is going to do everything that we can to help you do this of grief. And I hope that you've enjoyed the seven stages of grief and how I pulled our stories out of this. Take time to read these stories. If you just read one story at a time, I mean, I know sometimes some of you are very fresh. Some of you have lost a loved one in the last few months. But just take one day at a time and one story at a time. These stories will encourage you because you can see how these ladies got through their loss. They did a lot of crying too. They had emotions. They were in shock and denial also, but they all got through it. And this book, A Widow's Touch, is to encourage you and also reach out to others. Sometimes when you reach out to others, it helps you to get through what you're going through. So do whatever you can for others as well, because that's what God wants to do, not to just stand still in our own grief and be there for others. And have a blessed week. And we are going to have a meeting this Saturday. We didn't have it last week, but we're going to have a meeting definitely this Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. I will be sending you the information in a couple of days with the telephone number to call in. It's the freeconferencecall.com. Be blessed. Thank you so much, Brenda, for coming on and reading your poem. But
thank
Brenda
you.
Is a perfect example of what God can do and how God can get through. And that's why she could write the story and say, my name is Victory.
And if I can just add one thing, Mary.
Yes, go ahead.
I can just add one thing for those, if they read my story. I think I did insert, I had no desire to live, but thank God for keeping me. I was just that messed up. I just wanted to add that.
All of the things that you are going through and may have gone through, Brenda went through it. She did not want to be called a widow. When I first met her, she didn't want to see me. She didn't want to know about the next chapter. She didn't want to have a next chapter in her life. She was there. She was at that stage in her life. But now she's strong and has faith, and she's reaching back. She's one of our board members. She's reaching back and helping you to get through this. And you can do the same thing. One day you will be reaching back and helping another widow. And I need your stories too. Stop writing those stories, but we need your story for the next book. And the deadline is June 31st. So be encouraged and knowing that God is there with you and the next chapter too. Be blessed and have a great week. And tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night.
Good night.
The question is, when you're standing at a crossroads, what do you do? Real sweet, when a fork is in the road.
When a fork is in the road, what do?
When the world is on your shoulders.
When the world is on your shoulders, what do?
When your back is up against the wall.
When there's nowhere else to look.
house to turn. Where do you go? When there's nowhere else to go. What do you do? When there's nothing else to do. You gotta remember, you're in the Master's hands. And the Master has a plan. So hold on. Keep the faith.